Yankee Lima, K4RYO Mobile, Malden Road, Country.
RYL, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Ryland. How are you?
Good, sir. It has been a long time since you and I have spoken. Doing pretty well. Hopefully you're doing well. I had to go out and buy a new vehicle. I hadn't been mobile on the radio in a while. I had terminal problems with the transmission over and over and over under Silverado. So I went out and traded for a 2025 Ford Ranger instead. Just got this
I think the last time I spoke with you, your truck was in the shop for transmission problems, and it has been a while. I retired from the company I was working for over there after 34 years, so I don't think I've spoken to you since then, and so I'm not on the road all the time anymore like I was.
Congratulations, yeah, no more brown. I see that drop trailer out my window, office window every day. Congratulations, gee, that's awesome. Yeah, I got to the point where I was like, I think it had done about its fourth month in the shop at a local dealer, and they kept fixing the same problem, and General Motors refused to put a brand new transmission in it, so they fixed it up for the last time, and I went out and got rid of it.
Did you say you traded it in for? It kind of blanked out when you mentioned what you got.
K5 Ford Ranger, XLT with the FX4 off-road and all that stuff. Got the same setup in this truck I did in my old one. A pretty cool little radio mount, and got it through the fender. The whole setup is on QRZ, on my QRZ page. I have all that updated. But downsized trucks wound up working out financially for me, so I'm loving this little truck. Or I should say little. This 2025 Ford Ranger is about the size of the F-150 from about 15, 20 years ago, as full-size trucks continue to get bigger and bigger.
My son has a company vehicle. It's a Ford Ranger, and pretty good size vehicle. I have an F-250, an O2 F-250, and it almost, the bed and everything almost sits up as high.
I had a 04 F-150. It was one of the last ones made with a manual transmission and was regular cab, step side, and all that stuff when they stopped making that. And that thing is, my Ranger's actually about the same size of it being a regular cab, so they have drastically, I noticed that when I bought the Silverado too. I was like, man, this thing's a little unnecessarily big. So when that thing was officially declared I won't say a loss, but a lemon, even though I was past the lemon law, so I couldn't declare the lemon law, but I decided I had to get rid of that truck. But every time I take it up from the dealership, I'd be like, I drove the midsize, and our company's got a little Ford Ranger that they use for deliveries and stuff like that. Well, a couple of them, and they are 20.
Okay. Ryland, I'm not sure what happened. It sounded almost like you were on an HD, but I believe you have a Yaesu 150 if you move that radio over. But you weren't holding a repeater. It was just blinking, you know, keying up and down like your battery was going dead.
That spot. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Last thing I heard was your company had a couple of Rangers that they use for deliveries.
Spot. I took one. There was a customer needs delivery up in Fletcher, North Carolina, so I jumped in one and left the office, and gave me a chance to really drive the little base XL Ranger, and I was like, man, you know what? That might be a solid truck for me to go out and trade for, so I did.
They are nice, and I got, yours probably has that big old screen right there in the middle, too. It's crazy. When you were in that low spot, were you going over the river there on Malden Road?
Wasn't far. Actually, I had come over that that river and had gone over 85, and then I was down. I kind of was in a bad spot where near where that Home Depot and all that is, there's another little hole in there, too. and I was sitting at that light, and I was behind a few buildings. That might have been it.
You had a mobile unit, and I'm assuming you transferred everything over. I thought that's what you said. But it did sound like a battery was going dead. But anyway, it's good now. Yeah, there's a couple of really good dead spots right there, and especially if you get on 85 South off of Malden Road, you go into the bridge, it just completely drops out.
Yeah, right. I run with the same antenna, 5/8 Wade Larson, 2 meter monoband. Had that in, had that put on the fender. Instead of the driver's side fender, I got on the passenger side fender to stay and keep away from all the fuse boxes and stuff. But there was a little mount. Since this truck is smaller, they didn't have a really good place to put a larger radio like an FTM-150 Yaesu. So I got a little ICOM ICV-3500 2 meter monoband, does 65 watts. I keep it on 25, but that's a much smaller radio. It's a tiny little radio. So Rugged Radio sells a little bracket that goes into one of the bolts in the passenger seat where it's mounted, and the bracket brings it right upside the center console and makes it look like it's built into the center console. So it's a pretty cool setup.
Yeah, I know there's not a lot of room. My son and I installed a DR6000, which was the radio right before the 150s, FTM DR6000, and we installed it in that little Ranger, and really tried to use Velcro to mount it to the side of the console, and it just wasn't holding well, but it's in there anyway, and it works great.
I'm eyeballing for this thing. I mean, it goes right into the closest bolt to the center console, and it's kind of custom made to go up beside where it won't be in the passenger's leg room or anything like that. And it requires a pretty small radio. So the ICOM fit, the ICOM, the 3500 2 meter, matches a radio that they use for off road racing, which I think is kind of what the bracket was meant for. But it perfectly fits and all that stuff. It just brings it right up beside and little rubber mounts where it won't scratch your center console, and boom, it's right there. It's a $90 bracket, but it was so worth it.
Sounds like it's worth it. I'm gonna have to look for it and see if it'll work for his radio. The head comes off. He's got the head mounted on the dash, and just the body is under the seat. But a bracket like that would be great.
For RYL for ID. Yeah, if you go to Rugged Radio, I think it's ruggedradios.com, and you look up the Ford Ranger, they'll show you the different accessories. They also have mounts that go directly under the bolts in the hood. If you want to mount your antenna under the hood, you'll see the bracket I'm talking about there on their website. Almost can't miss it when you look up the Ford Ranger here, a more modern year, because I don't think in the past couple of years they've changed. But it's a neat bracket. It goes right into that bolt, and then you can bolt it. If your radio is bigger, then you can bolt the bracket that comes with the radio into the bracket that goes up beside the center console. But on some of the radios I looked at, I was like, that's going to stick way too far out into where the passenger is going to be sitting. So I just downsize radios, and I've got my FTM-150 in the house for when I do Simplex and all that stuff, and I'm at home and can be on my desk doing the radio and stuff like that. So it's definitely cool. You look it up at ruggedradios.com. It was definitely worth it. I did a bunch of Google searches, and there really weren't any dash mount options or anything like that.
Yo, I'll check that out. That sounds like a good option. I appreciate it. Hey, good to hear you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm just about home running some errands and had lunch with my mother this afternoon, around lunchtime, obviously. And now I'm headed home, so look forward to talking to you again. Happy Thanksgiving. K4RYL and 4ZLK.
Talk to you. I will work on not being as much a stranger now that I've got a mobile back in the truck. I'm one of those that it's a little bit harder for me to sit down at home and get on the radio and rag chew and stuff like that, and I'm usually in bed before the net starts. So anyway, 73s, have a good evening. We'll talk at you later. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL, downtown Greenville, running around my